Okay, so hang on to your seats. We're now coming to step six. The reason I say hang on to your seats is this is where step one comes in. Very important. Simply, if you're going to become an investor, management of your property after it's been acquired becomes one of the areas that learning is essential. Keeping an open mind is essential. Not being too emotional is essential. Everything. Because management is one of the main reasons so many people hate real estate investing. You know, like I said, when somebody says, I hate real estate and don't invest in it, they've often never invested in it. Or all, you know, all they do is bought their home. They think they're a real estate investor. Or they lost a lot of money because they didn't put the deal together well. Or they mismanaged a property and the headaches of life came flying at them in their faces. So management is the essential part of the six-step process. So in the room today is my wife, Kim, who is excellent at property manager, but also Ken McElroy, who is a professional property manager all across the United States. He manages property for large corporations. I'm happy to say that Ken is also a business partner because knowing how important management is, we wanted to make sure we had a professional manager as a partner here. So we invest in properties together with Ken because he brings an essential element to the six steps, and that's management. If you have good management, I have the ability to go out and look for a new property. And the reason I want Kim inside this mix is because she's the one who handles the management while I have the time to go look at the new properties to bring in. But once the property is put together and sealed and delivered, I want to go out. I don't want to stay around for the management. When people say, you know, I hate real estate because I don't want the phone calls in the middle of the night to fix toilets. Well, I said, nobody does. And I don't fix toilets. And the reason I don't fix toilets is because I tried to fix one or two once in my lifetime and they never got fixed. So I realize now that management is much better than me doing it myself. So I don't fix toilets.